All right, good morning. Good to have you here in our summer series. And yeah, it feels like summer outside. So for those of you all watching online, you don't understand why it's what it is. So we're jumping into our summer series. That's where we've been all summer. All the questions that you've turned in and asked for, we're working through those. We're going to take care of all of them by the first week of September, Labor Day weekend, except for one. I had a question on fasting, and we're going to be in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6, and we're going to be talking a whole Sunday about fasting. So hold up till that point, whoever sent that in and submitted that, because that's the Sunday we're going to talk about that, and you'll see some later on some things we're going to do with that. So here is our question for today. It's kind of long. It's another two-parter because how do I include everything in one week? Here's the question. God's overall purpose or intent for creating Adam/humanity/me, God's overall purpose for his chosen ones in this wicked world while we wait his glorious appearing in our kingdom? Woo! Nice question, okay? That's a lot. That's a lot. We just do a whole series on that. So I'm going to try to break it into two parts over these 2 weeks. And so this morning is why am I here? We talked about that earlier this year, and we'll get into what we're going to kind of focus on this morning with that. And then how do I live? How do I live in this world? Whether or not you've realized that it's getting kind of crazy out there. Maybe you haven't noticed that, which is good, okay? But the rest of us have kind of noticed it's kind of crazy out there. How do we live in that? How do we live in that? How do we not just revert to, I'm scared, I'm afraid, let's go, you know, live out in the woods somewhere where nobody can bother us and hunker down. And we will be tackling that next Sunday. But for this Sunday, why am I here? So earlier this year, we did a whole series on biblical worldview, right? Who am I? Why am I here? What's wrong with the world, and how is what's wrong be made right? Those are the questions that we ask. So when we got to, why am I here, we answered it this way, that Scripture helped us understand that I am here to bring honor and glory to God. I am here to bring honor and glory to God. That is why I'm here. That's my purpose. But what does that mean? Like, wow, that was nice, but what does that mean? What does that mean if we practically break it down into our life? And that's what I want to do with one part of that statement this morning. I am here to bring honor and glory to God. So I want to talk about honor this morning. And it's probably going to be different than you ever thought because the Hebrew word is different. The word is kavod. The word is kavod. When you pick up honor, when you pick up some other things, and we'll show you that this morning, that's is the word honor. It's the word kavod. It means weighty or heavy. Probably not the word you thought was going to come out when it talked about honor, but that's what it means. Kavod, when it shows up, is about weighty or heavy. Now, I want you to see where the first place it shows up, it has nothing to do with honor. Okay? The first place it ever appears in the Hebrew scriptures, it talks about Abram. You know what it says about him? Now, Abram was very wealthy in livestock, silver, and gold. Like, what? Yeah, Abram, now just change this word. Now, Abram was very kavod in livestock, silver, and gold. That's where it appears. That's the first time it ever shows up, right? You could say he was heavy in livestock, silver, and gold, right? But we wouldn't say that. You wouldn't say that about somebody. And by the way, there are other words in Hebrew to talk about rich, but it's not saying that, is it? We could say Abram was honored in livestock, silver, and gold. How about that? Wow, there's a different concept right there just to think about. But we've chosen to, that as we do it, some of your translations will use the word rich, some will use the word wealthy, that he has this weight in livestock, silver, and gold. In fact, if you go a little bit further, and then you're in the books of Exodus, and you see this whole Exodus thing starting to play out. Right, and there's the Pharaoh, and Moses is there, please let my people go, and no. And it says that Pharaoh, and it says that God hardened his heart, same word. Same word. He weighted his heart. Yeah, you know where it was weighted to? I am not giving in, they're not going. And I don't care what it costs us. And all the way to the end, where the place is just littered with all sorts of different plagues. And finally it cost him the firstborn. He was so dug into his own way. He was so weighted on his own way. It costs a lot of people a lot of things, being weighted or heavy in that aspect. And then it shows up here. Honor your father and mother. Give weight to your father and to your mother. That's just interesting. What does that mean? I hope to be able to show you this morning a little bit of what it means, what it looks like in our lives if we are going to actually honor God, give weight to God. Because here he tells us to do it with our father and mother. Give weight to what they say. I know some of you are like, no, I don't listen to what they say. Yeah, that's part of why you get in trouble all the time, right? You do not give weight. What their words are not heavy upon you. They have no weight to you, okay? So I want you to see how we view this with God. To do that, we're going to be in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 29. And we're going to be there because Jesus goes back to the book of Isaiah when he's talking to the Pharisees. Because they come to Jesus and they have a problem. And you find this in the book of Matthew. Matthew or Mark both have this encounter that Jesus has with the Pharisees. They show up and they kind of get mad because the disciples are not following the traditional, by traditional, they made it up, okay, hand washing ceremony. That's all it means, okay? When you run into that, Jesus never contradicted law, okay? He always got in arguments with the Pharisees because they always made new rules up. Okay, so that's where he's always going, no, why did you do that? But they made up a rule of hand washing. I have no idea what it was. Okay, but then they got mad because the disciples weren't doing it. And so they come and they complain to Jesus. Jesus, it's not right. Your disciples are not, we could use the word honor, are not giving any weight to our traditions. How could they, right? They're kind of pouty and you're just kind of mad at Jesus that they're not doing that. So Jesus flips it on them. And he says, well, forget that. You guys don't even follow the commandments. Now, we're not talking about the traditions you may have. You find ways to not follow the commandments. And specifically, you know what Jesus pulls out? Honor your mother and father. Isn't that interesting? He goes right back to that one. He says, you know what you guys do? You guys are like, well, I know I should be helping my parents, right? I should be helping my mom because it's that point in life where I need to care for her, but no. Offering to God is more important. And so they would do those things and they would actually dishonor their parents. But it's okay because we're giving it to God and aren't we good, wonderful people? And Jesus is like, what are you doing? And then he reaches back and he quotes, now it wasn't Isaiah 29 then, but he reaches back into Isaiah and he quotes this passage all about this idea of honor. You're not honoring. You are not giving weight to the things of God. So I'll walk through this with us this morning because that's going to be the question for us. Are we giving weight to the things of God? Are we giving weight to the things of God? That's why I got this little primitive little, right? Kids might see this in a classroom this week. This is a little scale because this is what kavod means. You got to give weight to something. And all of us know this because we do this in our life all the time. You give weight to certain things in your life. And that's how you make decisions on what to do. In fact, if you get to that point in Exodus where you're just like, I don't understand any of this, God sets a standard of weight called the sanctuary shekel. And you're like, why do I even care about that? Because you know why? They needed a standard. They needed a standard that they could put in and weigh everything else against. That's why Proverbs, Solomon brings up 2 to 3 times that dishonest scales or dishonest weights dishonor God. Like, don't do that. Get rid of those things. He's talking about this. The idea of what is weighed in your decisions. What is the heaviest thing on the scale that when you have a decision to make, that's where you're going to go to. And we've all done this. You all have something. You probably don't think of it very often. But what weighs that scale down to say, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I should do. And this is what I should follow. Now, jump into Isaiah, because and you got this picture. This is weight. What do you give weight to when you're making decisions and you're deciding what to do, whether it's right or wrong, good for you or not? What is weighing down that scale? What is heavy? What is kavod? Here we go. Isaiah 29. The Lord says, these people say they are loyal to me, They say wonderful things about me. Oh, they sing wonderful songs. Their worship is so wonderful. They have such nice instruments. They sing just include all of that. Oh, their words are so nice. You know what the problem is? But they are not really loyal to me. Their worship consists of nothing but man-made rituals. What's he got a problem with? Man, they talk good, and it sounds good, and it sounds convincing, but there's a problem. They are not giving weight. They are not giving honor to God. They're not being loyal. It's another way to use that word. They are not doing that when it comes to, he starts here with worship. They're not doing that with worship because God's like, yeah, I know you talk good. I know you sound good. I know you'd walk in here and say, well, Pastor, of course I weighed it down with God's word all the time. Of course I do. And you can talk it good and you make it sound good. The problem is, I wonder if Monday through Friday that's actually happening. Is it actually happening? Because they, and Jesus pulls back to this, and he goes, they're talking good. God says, the problem is, your heart's not there. Your heart does not kavod me. It does not give weight to my things. Therefore, I will again do amazing things for these people, an absolutely extraordinary deed, because God's going to be God. He is not going to stop being God. And he's like, do you understand that? That's why I want you to give weight. I want you to give weight to me, an absolutely extraordinary deed. Wise men will have nothing to say. The sages will have no explanation. Just, oh my goodness, look what happens when you honor God. Look what happens when you give weight to him. Those who try to hide their plans from the Lord are as good as dead, who do their work in secret and boast. Again, all this idea of honor, what is weighting down their scale? They're hiding their plans. They talk good, but now they're hiding their plans because their plans really have nothing to do with God, nothing to do with honor, and nothing to do with putting him on that scale and saying, this is how I am making decisions. Who sees us? Who knows what we're doing? Your thinking is perverse. And then he says something really interesting here. Should the potter be regarded as clay? Should the thing made say about its maker, he didn't make me? Oh, isn't that interesting? We have people doing that today, do they? Oh, God didn't make me. This whole God thing. No. And he's like, what are you doing? You're not giving honor and weight to me because we're just so smart now. Genesis 1, I don't know if that really happens. We're just so smart now. We're just not sure if we can give weight to it. You know what the problem is? If there's no weight in Genesis 1, there's no weight in Genesis 2, and there's no weight in anything else that's in the Word. That's the problem. We want to take that off and say, well, I don't know. So we take that off, and then how do we get any weight back to anything that God says? Or should the potter, we say about the potter, he doesn't understand. I don't know if God understands. The Bible's kind of old. It is 2023 after all. Shouldn't we just do what everybody else says? I don't know. Where is the weight in your life? That's his question over and over and over again. Do you know in every decision you give weight or honor to someone? You do. All of us do this. All of us do this. There are times in your life where it becomes easier to spot, maybe. Okay, and it's easy to spot in everybody else, right? Everybody in the room who has teenagers or anybody watching online, you know, it's that friend. They're always following that friend. They're always doing what their friend says, okay? And you want the best friend in their life because you know they're just going to do what they say. So maybe if I can control them and get the best friend in their life, it'll turn out okay. Because you know who's running their life, okay? You know who's running their life. In fact, you could probably point out other people that you know and say, oh, I know how they make decisions. They talk to this sibling. They talk to this friend. Okay, they go by this source. They go by that source. You could probably tell this. Sometimes it's very hard to be honest with ourselves at what is it that gives weight to my decisions. What does it give weight to my decisions? Who's doing that? Who's speaking into your life in such a way that they are giving weight to your decisions for you to decide, should I do this or not do this? Should I just go along with everybody else doing, or maybe I shouldn't? Who? If you can discover that this morning, if you can be honest about that this morning, you're going to go huge strides in what we're talking about. You're going to go huge strides to be able to answer the question, am I actually honoring God with my life? That's how you're going to be able to know this. If you're just going to fool yourself and say, oh yeah, of course I do. And if I asked you when's the last time you read scripture, I don't know about couple minutes ago when you had it up on the screen, that was probably it for me, then probably not. Probably not. We can just be honest this morning. Is this church? Church is a place to be honest. It's a good place to do that. Where you can say, what am I doing that? Who in my life am I giving that weight to? That I go for my cues of what I should do and how I should live my life. Because everybody does it. If you can discover the who and be honest about that, it is going to go huge strides for you to understand and answer the question, am I actually honoring God with my life? Because we can say that's our purpose. That's why we're here, to bring honor and glory to God. And just use words and, wow, that sounded so pretty, and actually say, but am I actually doing that? Actually, do I give honor to God? Okay, so to honor God means that everything gets weighed according to what God says. Everything's going to get weighed according to what God says. That's what it looks like to honor him. So, the first question is, do you know what he says? Are you finding a way to get this into your life so you actually know what he says? Because that's really important. Because what do you do when somebody betrays you? Because, come on, it happens to all of us. We all have our stories about somebody betraying us, taking something from us, hurting us, manipulating us. And so we all have our stories. Well, so what do we do? Well, if God's on this scale, then he uses this word called forgive. It's not an easy word. But boy, it's really important. Because there's a lot of bitter people walking around and even going to church because God has no weight on the scale. It's, oh yeah, but you don't understand. You don't know what they did to me. If you just knew what they did to me, Ed, you'd write me a note, which I can't do anyway, but you'd write me a pass. You could give me a pass in doing this. No, I actually can't. That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works. It's, are you going to put down the scale and actually forgive? Or are you not? Your choice. Your choice. But are you going to do that or not based on what God says about the importance of forgiving? See how it works? That's all how this works. That when I have a challenge in my life, when I have a decision to make, when I have to decide what I'm going to do about something that's happening in my life, where do I go? Who is my source? And I hope you have some godly people speaking into your life. And you know how they're godly people? Because they're in here and they're trying to lead you in here to open his word and actually get some help to do this to the scale. Oh, let me help you. Okay, let me help you. Let me give you some verses to help you. So if you know someone who's struggling in forgiveness, there's lots and lots of verses that you ought to be giving them to help push down so that the weight of God falls on this, not whatever they hear from anybody else. That gets pushed down in their life. Should I? Oh, had one of these questions lately? Should I? Should I do this? Should I participate in that? Should I think this way? Should I follow this? We have these questions all the time in our lives. We're trying to figure things out. And those questions, okay, go back to the last one you had to decide, and you're going to find out what's on the scale. Just going to actually show you who is on the scale, what's speaking into your life in such a way that it's pushing down this scale. And so that's how you're going to make a decision. You wouldn't believe probably how many decisions are made because we think we know this word, but we don't know this word. We think we do, and yet we don't. And because we really don't, and we don't need verses to help us understand God's principle and God's thoughts on this, what's weighing down the scale is the wrong thing. So what is that? What is that that is doing that for you? Because here's how I want you to think this morning. When God's word is the heaviest weight on the decision scale, we honor God. That's how we live a life that honors God. That's how we honor him with our decisions. When this starts weighing down everything that we do. Because I'm telling you, there's lots of other ways. There's all sorts of other advice on there. There's something that Solomon wrote about don't remove the ancient boundaries, and it's fascinating because that's what happens when this is off. Something has been removed, and you don't know what that is, and you don't know how to get back to it, and so you've got to find some other way to make this decision on what you're going to do. And that's what he just said. These are the boundaries. This is going to help you. Now, we have to talk about how do we approach this as well. Because if you're approaching this like, this is a rule book, it's going to tell me all the stuff I can't do, it's going to tell me all the fun I can't have. If that's the way you're going to approach this, then yeah, you're going to have something else on the scale. I will guarantee it. Here's what we just sang about this over and over again, this idea that God brings freedom. He sets captives free. That what the enemy would love to do is to get us to think that all God wants to do is take something away. So what is the first thing he does? To Eve, what did he say to Eve? Did God really say? Did God really say? All I got to do is plant a little bit of doubt, get him confused, and then all of a sudden, how did Eve decide what she should do? It certainly wasn't God. It was, ooh, it looks good. We can be like God. We can have all this stuff. That's amazing. We can do all this stuff. We can see all these things. We need to do that. Let's take and eat. Because what got put on the scale that day was not God. It was whatever Eve wanted, and Adam was right there and went right along with him. Right along with her, and that's where we went. Because there was no weight of what God wanted to do. What God said. What God's instructions were. There was none of that. So how about you? I'm telling you, if you approach this word like it's trying to steal your fun, I feel for you. Because that's just another lie. This word brings freedom. I know, we have even lost the idea and the concept of freedom. Well, freedom is get to do whatever you want. No, never is. Never is. Freedom that God gives is absolutely amazing. And part of our problem is most of us don't live in it, so we don't have a very good example to show anybody else. We tend to run around scared. We tend to run around not understanding how to live in this world with this weight of God's word on us. So we're not sure what to do, but, oh, what do we do now? And we're not a very good example of how to do this. So this is just where I want you to be thinking today. What is on that scale? Be brutally honest. It's okay if it's a spouse. Be honest. It's okay if it's a friend. It's okay if it's the Hallmark Channel would follow your heart, okay? We can just be honest about that. What is it? If you have to answer that because it's going to bring absolute clarity to why you do the things you do, why you decide to do the things that you do, why you went in that direction, why you chose to do this. It is going to it'll be the most clear thing you've seen in a long time. How it's going to bring clarity to the decisions you have to make day in and day out, the big decisions in your life that come in seasons. You're going to be like, oh, I just weigh those by what God says. But if you're not, I'm telling you, just ask. The Holy Spirit would love to show us what that is in our life. Probably by taking us back to the last decision and saying, hey, remember that last one you made? Why'd you do that? Well, kind of my friends are going that direction. That's what I did. That's what we do. It's okay. We can see that. And you can see that in the Word all the time. There's an incredible passage in shortly after where David commits adultery, Bathsheba, and everything in his family starts falling apart. We get the record of one of his sons and the thing they did. And as only Scripture can do in the middle of it, you know what changed? He had a friend. And just says that. He had a friend. And let me just tell you, it wasn't a good friend, okay? It wasn't someone who was going to encourage him. It was actually somebody who told them to do the wrong thing. His name was Amnon, and Amnon had a friend, and that led to everything falling apart in his life. He did unthinkable things in that moment because he had a friend, and that friend did not weigh anything upon God's word. So what about you? How are you making decisions? How are you deciding what you're supposed to do? Is your life actually bringing honor and glory to God? Well, you can know because you know what's on the scale and what's helping you make decisions in your life. So we're going to pray this morning, and we're just going to ask, I know it's a big, bold prayer. You're just going to ask God to help you see that. What was on the scale last time I had to make a decision? Just be honest. What was on the scale? What was on the scale? I know it may not be fun. You may not want to, I don't want to think about that. But please be honest about that, because that's going to help you to move forward to decide, I'm going to do something different now. I'm not waiting that by what my friends say. I'm not waiting that by what I watch and what I listen to. I am going to wait my decisions so I bring honor and glory to God, which is my purpose, by God's word. So let's pray. We'll just ask the Holy Spirit to help us and reveal that to us and work in our lives. Heavenly Father, we ask for your help this morning. Because this is quite a challenge. Because we're just like those Pharisees. Boy, we sound good. But our hearts are far from you. There is no kavod of you in our lives. I mean, we might talk a good game, but it's just not a reality. So we ask you today to show us what we are giving weight to. And would you just help us be honest and own that? And then may we, afresh and anew, decide that today we leave with your word being the heaviest thing on the decision scale in our lives. And we know this is going to be hard. Jesus, you're going to ask us to do things we don't want to do. Yet they're all for our good and for your glory. So give us the courage we need to do the things that we need to do. It is the only way to live. And I pray we become people that honor you in everything. Because that's why I'm here, to bring you honor and glory. Reveal what our standard is. If we need you, Jesus, we repent. We put your word back in its place. Help us to do that. And help us to see the incredible freedom and joy you have for our lives when we do. Work and move in our hearts and lives in Jesus' name.